The 3-judge federal panel in San Antonio presiding over the case challenging the state's 2013 congressional voting maps ruled that they were drawn to intentionally discriminate against minority voters and that the state violated the U.S. Voting Rights Act. The court then ordered Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to provide an answer on how the state plans to proceed by either requesting the governor call another special session or have the courts redesign the congressional districts belonging to Republican Blake Farenthold and Democrat Lloyd Doggett. Mark Rylander with the Attorney General's office says Paxton filed an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday asking that they overturn the San Antonio court's decision.
The motion also advises that Governor Abbott respectfully declines the court's invitation at this time to ask the legislature to take up redistricting.
Jose Garza is an attorney with the Mexican American Legislative Caucus, one of the groups representing plaintiffs who sued the state. The court has yet to release its opinion over the 2013 state House district maps, which are also being reviewed for intentional racial gerrymandering.
There is no finality yet, but the way the law is structured, the state can do piecemeal appeals, but there's no injunction, there's no remedy that has been ordered for that violation yet.
Both sides will get a chance to present their redistricting plans on how they'd like the maps to appear before the 3-judge panel in San Antonio on September 5th. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.